Your way.
You got something?
Oh, well, I was reading...
I've got a little story here about how the Chinese have realised just how incredibly sensitive America is, how vulnerable it is because of its reliance on the internet for everything.
Yep.
And they've got banks of hackers chopping into all the US classified sites they can. It says internet sites in China are targeting computer networks in the Pentagon and other US agencies, successfully breaching hundreds of unclassified networks, officials have said.
Mm.
Classified systems have not been compromised, they reckon. But US authorities remain concerned because, as one official said, even seemingly innocuous information when collected from different sources can provide useful intelligence to an opponent.
Yeah, and there's been a slow leak of currency towards the euro and other currencies away from the US dollar, apparently, over the last 12 months or so. People realising they don't want to slip into the bucket that George is building. The trillion-dollar debts that keep clocking up over there.
But I think... See, it's so clever. It says
they're running
analysts,
on thin air in George's underwear, you know, over there.
Analysts are divided over whether the attacks constitute a coordinated Chinese government campaign to penetrate US networks. Some in the Pentagon are convinced of official Chinese involvement. Others suspect other hackers using Chinese networks, which aren't very well
administered,
to disguise the origins of the attack in the first place. So they could be actually Israeli disgruntled.
They could be Democrats. Chinese,
they could be Democrats going after Republicans.
Freedom of information don't work, so we'll go to the Chinese networks.
Of course, it all comes back to the source.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Global networks and global transparency.
It says the
bring
scope
on the day.
Of this thing is surprisingly big. This is an ongoing, organised attempt to siphon off our information.
Internet intellectual property rights, it's all Chinese to us.
And just when you thought that America was just totally rooted, a story that says states bypass Bush on greenhouse gas emissions.
Mm.
So maybe America's going to take its destiny back a bit more local,
well,
away from this concept of...
It's central. A little bit like the mirror might be holding all the cards in the uranium debate at the moment. Seeing as the Federales have stepped in over the top of the Northern Territorian government, they still, under the Land Rights Act, have to consult with the Mirra, which are the traditional owners of all that Jabiluka Ranger area.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they've budged in their ideas about the worth or lack of uranium mining in their country. They've seen what comes from mining in their country.
My friend,
devastation of culture and ground.
They've got a team of keyhole archaeologists hunting for the keyhole in the legislation to let them through right now, and you can get your bottom dollar on that.
Well, this is something that we all should keep an eye on and support the Mirra in their
100%.
Preservation of
Absolutely.
Culture and country. It's
Absolutely.
Not. It's not a black business. It's everyone's business.
It's not a question anyway. It's an acceptance of fact.
It's absolutely going the right way if they're supported in their own ideas. That's for sure. But, yeah, we've got to watch out for those giddy lawyers who are just so alienated and detached from reality that they can't see the forest for the super feeder timber.
It's interesting, isn't it? Like, if everyone... Yeah, look, I'm not even going to go down that track. That's just... Silly. Hey, where were we? We've got music lined up. I just saw in the paper there that it's the whole northeastern block of states in the US.
Yeah.
The whole intelligentsia and New York-based stuff, and the whole western seaboard of California and Oregon up there, and I think there's a third one there, but I can't quite catch its name, probably Alaska, up the top end, you know? And they all want to look after themselves, they all want to take control of what's coming out of them. All the West Coast wants to really knock its greenhouse gas emissions way back.
Yeah.
I saw a little... byline story. I love it when big stories are made into a three-line.
Skate through.
And they just tack it somewhere.
Yeah.
And the story was basically, nothing we can do to stop Antarctica melting away, say scientists.
Yeah.
And they decided to devote, you know, A team of world scientists have declared that there is nothing we can do in the short term to have any effect on the melting down of Antarctica. Full stop.
Yeah.
Next story. You know? I love it. I love it. It's just slip on by. A lot of extra water in the world. There's a lot of... It's going to slop a bit.
All those permafrost oil pipelines will go disappearing into swamps.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and there was another story juxtaposed real close by saying there's been a really great big breakthrough in some gas pipeline out of Afghanistan. And it was cool and it was all back together again after the last time it had a hole punched.
Is that why the oil price is knocking on $70 a barrel? Because it's...
We need some music after that.
Sound of cows being milked. Sound of sheep being herded through the races.
Let's have a little bit of Ricky Lee Jones. It's 6 minutes past 10.
From the evening of her best day, Ricky Lee Jones.
And with, you go tell somebody what's happening in the USA, and what's happening is that there are people fighting all over the USA to try to get...
And the anti-war movement's getting some legs under it, finally.
Yeah. That woman who camped outside Georgie's place.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Oh.
Whatever. Her mother of a dead Marine.
Yeah.
God, how embarrassing to have forgotten her name. Anyway, she eventually has done what no one has yet made W do. They made him talk about the number of dead American boys over there in Iraq. He actually mentioned the number for the first time ever.
Yeah, and he made it clear the number that came from the National Guard and the non-combat, Marine Corps sort of thing, like.
He did all this. He then alluded to the fact that it's a war. Look at World War II. Look how many people died. There's no difference between Iraq and World War II. So he's done a major jump there away from everything, and it's just like, forget about the reasons.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the world.
Forget about the body count. It's, we are on a mission.
It's like when you're playing a game of football, doesn't matter who the other side is. You're playing a game of football.
Yeah.
You're having a war.
Yeah.
For God's sake, it's a war. Get in with it. You know, you get on to it. And so, but... It's seen by the anti-war movement as a huge step forward for them. And suddenly, it's no longer unkosher to come out against the war.
Yeah.
And still be supporting your troops, but against the war, which is becoming more of an... like it's the Australian...
Cindy Sheehan is the woman we were...
Cindy
Sheehan. She's the little... trigger puller, fire starter.
Yeah. On your Cindy.
Yo.
She just said, bugger you, I'm going to camp out here
until I get a personal explanation.
Until I get a personal explanation as to why my gorgeous boy
instead
is
instead of
dead.
The rhetoric from the podium that he's so inept at anyway.
Totally.
It's sort of like you can almost see the wires and mirrors.
I can certainly see the hands firmly whooped up his fundament so that the mouth can move up and down.
That's right. But
you can see it. It's almost
and
like
that
Muppets.
Halcyon glaze in the eye. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
About 12 minutes past 10 o'clock Eastern Australian time on the seaboard of Australia. Here we are.
North Coast,
New South Wales.
Swanning around.
Up at the little bit that pokes out the eastiest into the water.
That one.
That's us. Bundjalung country. Good country.
We love it. Where are you, Bob?
Blank stare on my face. Where am I? I haven't a clue. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to stick this on for us.
Very good. Mr. Jeff Lang.
Indeed, indeed. Easy to kill.
And yeah, so you were saying he came across a bunch of people in a western town in Australia?
He was from Gympie, down there at Bris Vegas, protesting. This was just after the Martin Bryant thing had gone down, and gun control was in the air, hot and torpid, and everything was going down in North Queensland. And our
little Prime Minister was wearing a flak jacket to go and meet him.
He was indeed. He was indeed.
Small target, though he be.
Yeah, even though he's a tricky guy to get a beat on, he still wore the flak jacket.
Yep.
And Jeff came across them, and he'd come across... He said, what got him was...
Couldn't have seen Paul Keating doing that. It would have spoiled the line of his Armani wearing anything like that, Paul Keating, eh?
It was the normality of the people protesting their right to carry weapons that really struck him, rather than the gung-ho redneckness of them.
Oh, yes, we need to kill things every day.
Yeah.
Well, indeed. If they're doing it to eat or mercy killings, I suppose that's something. But, toting guns around every day, not a good look, is it?
Oh, mate, can you imagine what the death toll would be now if the lads of Nimbin all had guns tightened up their back shorts,
if we felt free to use them, that'd be total insanity.
I mean, the place would be a ghost town by now. Everyone'd be shot up.
Yep.
Everyone would be shot at some stage or other. And it'd quieten down enormously. I mean, maybe the authorities have got a good one going here. Legislate firearms just for Nimbin. Get rid of the bastards.
Well, they tried opening a pub in Benalbo, and they had a huge brawl that drew 20 cops to the event.
Right, the Benalbo brawl.
That's what happens when a Palace of Mars goes in. You get a bit of action.
Is that what happened?
Yep.
Well, do we have any info on this?
Oh, well, it was front page of the Northern Disaster.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Wow, the scar front page.
When was it? It was just on the 22nd, which is about Monday or something.
Yep.
Yeah, so it was an overnight sensation on the weekend, last weekend at Benalbo. After 10 years without a pub, which was probably a nice time of grace for most of the people of Benalbo, they finally got a new one built, but it was severely trashed overnight by some people they asked to leave at
Did
some
the
point.
Old one burn down or something?
At some point, the old one burnt. And
trashed and burnt, probably the same people who came back this time to finish the job.
Anyway, called the Bull and Dog, and apparently the dog was grabbing the wrong bit of the bull, and things got a bit awry.
They do. Have you ever known a bull and a dog to get along?
And the bulls arrived and things got worse.
Yeah, as they do again. And all goes down.
A sad way for the Benalbo community to broach their new Palace of Mars, but sorry to say, we could have warned you.
Yeah, they have a propensity.
Maybe it should have been an opium den they were putting, a safe house for opium users or a pot cafe.
Exactly.
That sold nice herbal teas and joints and cookies and things,
But you know what, you put up a boozer. And what do you? I mean, it attracts drinkers. What can you say?
Yeah.
I mean,
and some of the
thirsty people.
Some of them think it's a license to wreak a bit of havoc at the end of the evening.
Yeah, had a young friend came round last night. One of the born and breds out there who's been trotting around overseas and came back with a swatch of photos of Ireland and Europe, but mainly Ireland and Greece and Turkey.
Yeah,
with the three ports of call, and by golly, there's some serious imbibing goes on in at least the Greek and the sort of things, mate.
Yeah,
and the same trip, it's all, that's what it's about. That's the big one, isn't it?
Yep.
You're allowed to do that most places.
Absolutely sanctioned in most places.
Chops on rotten fruit juice.
Yep.
Or it's extracted.
And it's not even the local village poutine. It's some black, red, green, yellow brindle can.
I heard.
Get it, India.
Apparently now this could have been
comes in slabs.
This could have been in Turkey, but it might have been somewhere in Boondock, Greece as well. The locals had a particularly nasty local wine, right? Well, I say nasty. It was a very strange local wine. It was incredibly
made out of goat's feet soaked in seawater for at least a century.
No, far more arcane even than that. They got the normal wine, and at the point of the process where you would normally bottle it or fortify it, they fortify it with old stale Coca-Cola. That's got this strange flavour and this incredible sugar content.
Yep.
And they just pour in all this stale Coke into the wine and let it do its next fermentation. And apparently,
sounds quite arcane, eh?
Kick ass, but very much an acquired taste. But then a lot of people love Coca-Cola.
Yeah, Coke strange. Wine. Strange when it's invented by, you know, nigger whipping fat white bastards from southern states of
don't
America.
Don't matter none. Don't yeah. matter none. We like that stuff. It's a not. It's a taste.
Yep.
It's a taste.
That's another conspiracy theory that's well worth checking out, the whole Coca-Cola Corporation, the roots and devices of the Coca-Cola.
The roots and devices, roots. Yeah.
Down to the, you know, design of the containers, everything about it. They had to convince the Americans that they could drink something other than water at their tables. That was their first major problem. How do we convince the Americans not to have a jug of water at the table with their meals and to have a iced Coke?
Yeah.
So they polluted all the rivers and creeks. Had him by the short and curly's end.
But hey, what's polluted your creek is our factory making this wonderful stuff for your table.
Yeah.
It's called Coca-Cola. It was like that situation they had in England where Coca-Cola is also in the bottled water, right?
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
In a huge way. Coca-Cola, Amatil, own like 2/3 of all the world's water bottling plants
yeah.
as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They had a conscious design that we could no longer go down the backyard and dip a bucket in the creek safely and securely.
To prove their point.
Or cup our hand and fill our mouth.
They were caught out.
It has to come through taps or bottles
A
price.
They were caught out in England at one of their spring water bottling plants when they found they had the hose attached to the tap out the back.
That'd be right.
That was the first court out. They were taken to court. There was all sorts of stuff about it.
Mm.
But then some wag decided to test the water coming out of the tap and put it up against the water that they sold in their bottles, and they found that the water in the bottles
was
10 times more contaminated.
Because it had been sitting in the shelf breeding up.
Oh, they'd put it through a filtration process that actually added sediment to the
Anyway, some of us remember a time when you didn't have to buy water in bottles to be sure,
I remember a time when the thought of buying water was
anathema.
It was laughable.
Yeah.
It was something you couldn't sell.
Yeah.
Like, no one sold water.
Well, they've been selling hits of oxygen to pedestrians in Tokyo for about 2 decades,
They have. Yes,
we can be thankful for small mercies, I suppose.
Yeah, but seriously, I can remember a time when you heard that there was this French water called
Perrier.
Perrier, that's the one. French
Evian
bottled water. Evian bottled water, and I remember at the time as a young, you know,
whippersnapper,
17, 18, yeah. you know, and you're going out impressing girls, and you buy this bottle of fucking water.
Yeah.
Cost you a fortune. and you think it's some pretentious whack, but the idea of entire rats of supermarket shelves being taken up with the product just shows you how
the mighty have fallen.
The stuff that they wash under it must be.
Yep.
They're just stupid.
Yeah.
That too. Oh, dear. I was going to play some Corey Harris.
Greens from the Garden. A bit
Greens
of nutrition.
From the garden. A bit of nutrition, yeah. And after that, it's 27, by the way, past 10. Ecotones here at
11 o'clock
with some...
bit of green extremism in a,
in
some a pot.
Some some reggae, some roots, all that sort of stuff. A bit of green extremism. And I was chatting to another one of our presenters who appreciates a bit of green extremism. Appreciates a bit of extremism all over the place, actually.
Well, no wonder they're listening to 102.3.
Good morning, Omega. I know you're tuned
We're full
in
of it.
Listening. And she actually said for me to pass on to you, Jack, that you have changed the style of music she plays on her show.
Oh.
Because of your taste.
My goodness.
Isn't that good?
Gee, can I take responsibility for that? Oh, I guess I'll have to.
There you go. Wear it like a man. And I promised her that I would play a little tune for her of stuff that she no longer plays on her show.
Oh, excellent, Roberto.
And it's from...
it's all done with wires and mirrors, you know.
Yeah. And we'll play that after Corey Harris a little, and it's a track called Toxicity.
He's looking at you, sister girl.
Which is an interesting concept by a System of a Down.
Stay strong,
First of all,
you
Corey
lot.
Harris, and it's 28 past 10 on NIM FM.
Rip through the half hour with a bit of Corey Harris.
Look, man, you know you go to prison, you sure again, they go to trial. The Department of Immigration and Multicultural and Indigenous Affairs currently runs 6 detention centres across the country and offshore. Call us on 131881 to find out about a detention centre near you. You can also report an illegal or legal immigrant or citizen on 1-800-009-623 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So, come on, mate. Don't run in. But you better be quick. Beds are filling rapidly. The Department of Immigration and Multicultural and Indigenous Affairs is an unbiased sponsor of NIMFM. There you go, a little bit of a System of a Down there and a track called Toxicity.
Not so as you'd notice.
Yeah.
All good things.
Yeah, not around here.
We had a good thing strolling the corridor while that was running, and he's a representative of the International Blues Mafia, and he's got a live take from the hemp bar.
Absolutely.
He's insisted that we serve up to the nation. You know how it is when the mafia lean on you.
Mate, you just do what you're bloody told. Look what happened to Marilyn.
Sorry, Squire, I scratch your record. Oh, sorry, Squire, I scratch your record. Oh, sorry, Squire, I scratch your record. Oh, sorry, Squire, I scratch your record.
Oh, gee, sorry, Squire, I scratched it. Oh, shit. Now?
Yeah, push the button.
At the Nimbin Hemp Bar.
That's on the not commercially available CD set.
Yeah, off the exclusive not available CD set. And that was, I better take it out.
Hand delivered by one of the more entrepreneurial members of the International Blues Mafia.
Yes, indeed. And thank you so much for bringing that one in. And, just out of the blue.
Young Joey there, tying one on.
Yeah, 17 minutes.
Hendrix ain't dead. He hangs out in the hemp bar Friday nights.
Wow. Takes a certain kind of man to play the guitar like that.
Absolutely.
Certain kind of man whose fingers just take off and they just go and go and go. Certain kind of guitarist, yeah. Like you said, Mr. Hendrix.
Good work, Jimmy.
Yeah, well done, Jimmy. Thank you, mate. And like I said, brought to you almost live.
Yep.
The messenger was
fresh off the bass player's fingertips.
That's a bit of sign language for those of you who are audibly impaired morning on the play space at 16 minutes before 11 o'clock.
Quarter of an hour and the Ecotones will be having you.
Ecotones rambling at you, running at you, picking up.
In the meantime, the sun is shining on Bundjalung country.
Our predictions are doing pretty well, so.
We're feeling a little frisky and a little free, and it's a funky, freaky Friday on 102.3.
We've got about 10 miles left to go, I guess, on that 9-mile road with Jim White. Of his No Such Place.
Love will
CD.
Get us there, I reckon.
I reckon it just might do it as well.
Jim White there. No Such Place.
10 miles to go on that 9-mile road. And I tell you what, I don't know whether if I'd be wanting to fly with the flying kangaroo too much right now. It's been having a few little oopsies as well.
Oh, there's been planes falling out of the sky every other day.
Yeah, there's that one down in Peru.
I wonder whether it's because they're not going to fill them right up these days and they're running too close to empty or something.
Oh, they're hoping the fuel will be cheaper at the next place.
At the next place, yeah.
Everyone's running on a third tank.
Yeah.
Because they're convinced that it's going to be... And they get there, oh, bugger.
It's $1.45 still out. Okay, you give me third.
So you've got to sort of
worth for the plane.
So you've got to pack your immortal wings every time you set foot on a plane.
Well,
these
days. I mean, obviously a plane with a full
you might need to use
on board is a lot safer to get off because there ain't no room for the vapor. With a big tank full of vapor, just taking off of that dangerous part of the journey.
Even a box knife could bring it all undone.
Ooh, a box knife could do a nasty piece of work on that soft aluminium. Ooh, let's not go there at all. But who's this? The bloke who found and lost Ronald Biggs has died. Jack Slipper. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
81 years old. The one who tracked you all the way across the world to Brazil, then lost
slipping along.
Slipped away. And the pundits in America are hoping that they're right this time. They're reckoning that all Al-Qaeda is going to leave Iraq and run off to the, and I quote, vast ungoverned spaces of African Horn.
Africa,
yeah. That's what they're hoping. Because if they can get them over there away from the oil, they can nuke the bastards. You know?
Oh, that's something to look forward to.
yeah. Oh, well, someone just pointed out to me that while Pat Robinson's blathering off about we should top the Venezuelan president.
As the CIA have been wont to do.
A friend pointed out to me that we're talking about topping the president of the world's fifth largest oil reservoir.
All right.
That's Venezuela.
Yeah.
They're number five.
Yeah.
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 Australia is in there somewhere too, in those top few, but they've already got us.
Oh, by the balls.
They've got Iraq.
The undeclared 57th state, mate.
I think the idea is to have US troops permanently stationed in all the major oil producing countries of the world. Heard it first here. NIMFM 102.3, the latest thing. Because they're building these mega bases in Iraq, these three super bases, they're calling them. They're underground, they're nuke-proof. They reckon they're going to pull back all the US troops to those as a temporary measure while we let the Iraqis take over control.
That'd be like the ants going back into their mound briefly.
Yeah, but they're... And I have this feeling, now that they've pulled out of Saudi Arabia and they're moving into Dubai because they can't trust the Saudis anymore, they'll want to be keeping... I mean, they can now afford to crush the Saudis because they're no longer sitting ducks in there.
Mm.
It just takes a bit to get all the infrastructure back out. But that's what they're working at. They're working at pulling back into defensible areas to defend all the oil reserves of the world. And I mean, once they've got Dubai, and it's just that little peninsula there, it basically controls the ingress and egress of the Persian Gulf.
Yep.
You know? So they've got that one tied up. Thank you very much. And they've got that nice gas pipeline running through Afghanistan, fully shored up apparently, and pumping. And now Pat Robinson, for God knows what reason, has suddenly decided to poke the stick at Chavez, a populist leader in the world's fifth largest oil reservoir. Just coincidence.
So Barnaby's choices might not mean shit.
Barnaby Rudge.
$3 billion
Thought
up and running,
nothing,
eh?
We just got a drudge.
What's that, 1.5 years profits? $3 billion
Yeah, look. He just couldn't.
Geez, they love
the
trough, those National Party reps, don't they? They just love the trough, mate.
Take the pressure, Barnaby. You've got
as long
such
as
a small
they slop
snap.
Enough green leafy material,
yeah.
They just love the trough, don't they?
Absolutely.
That's a worry.
I was reading also in one of these newspapers, I don't know, it could even be in that one somewhere, but I can't be bothered digging it out, about a young man who burnt down a 200 or 300 year old church. Wonderful piece of architectural work, caused something like $4.5 to $5 million worth of damage to this beautiful church. He said the music made him do it. He said that
he wasn't saying it was the play space.
Satanic metal, and maybe he was listening to Asher more than us.
But maybe he's one of them cod pasters that's blommin' us from afar, mate.
He could have been, and he could have been waking up with Satan happily, which he had been. He said, and this is what he admitted, that he had been waking up morning and night with Satan and dancing to Satan's jig. And Satan kept saying, burn down those Christian churches. And he finally felt that the music was right, and he had to go out and do it.
Yep.
And he bloody did it too. And they're pissed off at him. You can imagine.
As you can imagine, yeah. God.
And it made me flashback to the whole Charles Manson, Sharon Tate situation from the...
Oh, right, the guided by voices part.
Guided by voices part of it, yes, yes. Because they also...
Look, you can only invite the red steer to the congregation once, mate.
Yeah, well, that's it. Because they claim to have been influenced by the secret meaning and message of John Lennon's Helter Skelter,
mm-hmm.
which they said...
Blisters on his fingers.
Yeah, had a deeper, more significant meaning for global revolution and so forth. And I reckon, if that's right, let's get it on.
Don't do it, Roberto. Don't do it. They're just citizens. They don't know what they're doing. Kill the pigs. Blow the walls.
Kill.
Oh, the music made me do it.
Me too. Sorry. Oh, sorry. Sorry we did it.
Oh, we're going to let you get your edges smooth. Bit of green extremism. It comes pretty furry, fella, but I'm sure he'll do right by you.
Oh, absolutely. Ecotones.
Unlike
up.
The play space where nothing's guaranteed.
Right after a little bit of Thea Gilmore and... settle back for some bit of radical green extremism.
If it's all too much helter-skelter out there in the mainstream, just stick with 102.3. We'll look after you.
We'll look after you. And if you're getting hungry up there, hey, nip into the Rainbow. Great place to
absolutely.
Get something to eat.
Oh, and a bit of pure spectacle with your pure juices.
Absolutely. Food's fantastic.
And don't forget, you're on candid camera.
Always, always. Brought to you courtesy of your local council and kept in control.
Unlike Roberto, we're having trouble keeping in control. That music's really twisted his corpuscles.
Oh, it has. I'm pushing buttons that are wrong. I'm all over the bloody...